high time now for our tune of the week.
Come on, let's go.
This is the Media Industry Guru Show, the show that exposes you to entertainment, music, film, TV, and tech.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Hey, Shannon, welcome to the Media Industry Guru Podcast. Very excited to have you on and looking forward to hearing all that you do within the music industry and especially all things data.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what got you interested in like music? I know you saw the Foo Fighters for the first time. Is that what sparked this interest?
Oh, yeah. I went and saw the Foo Fighters when I was in high school, and it sounds like such a cliche story to just be like, and I knew, but I did. I saw it and I absolutely fell in love with them and their music and then I got really into them and I would read about what kind of music they were inspired by, and it just kind of snowballed into I didn't actually know specifically what I wanted to do, but it was just like that. And I didn't know exactly what that was. And so when it was time to like apply to colleges, I thought going into college, I wanted to be a record producer. And so when I went to Loyola Marymount, I was in the recording arts program. So I learned, and it was split. So half of it was geared towards like music production and post-production. And then the other half was like film and TV. So I was learning, you know, production sound, post-production sound, ADR fully for the film and TV projects. And then, like our final projects for the music side were to recruit a band and record them. So the first was a multi-track recording and then the other one was a live recording. And when I did that, I was like, you know what, this is cool, but I don't know if I actually want to be a producer. And then it just kind of started. But by that point, it was like time for me to get a real job and graduate. And I just, I actually ended up at a recording studio. And I was a technician. And that was kind of a weird path in, because in between my graduation and like, I called it like waiting until I found a quote unquote real job. I worked at a surf shop in Venice and the owners knew the owner of this recording studio. So they introduced me and I kind of had like, they were like, yeah, just come in for a tour. And I brought my resume and they showed me around. They looked at my resume and they saw that I knew how to solder. And they were like, well, we might be looking for a technician. So I really only knew how to solder. I didn't know anything else about like electrical engineering at all, in terms of like fixing equipment, but that was what the job was. So they brought me on and it was kind of a weird split, because they were bringing me on as part-time for training to be a technician, and then the other part-time I was working as a runner. So like, and one of the funnier stories I had from working there, I was helping out. So there was an artist who had his own studio, he had his own studio in this building and we were refurbishing the whole thing. And I was in there and I was like stuck behind his patch bay, like making sure all the continuity was working. He came in and they introduced me to him and it's like, hey, how's it going? You know? And he asked what I did. He's like, what do you do here? And I was like, well, I'm training as a technician, but I'm also working as a runner. And he was like, so one day you're going to be fixing my compressor and the next day you're going to be bringing me a cheeseburger. And I was like, yeah, pretty much. So,
wow.
Yeah. That was like my first entry into the industry. So, yeah.
Really unique and very creative story, getting in and breaking into the field from audio engineering. And then you shifted now towards analytics. So what made you jump into analytics? I know you have a background with a master's in communication, right?
Yeah. So that in between my time at the recording studio, I did take a little bit of a step away from music and entertainment. I worked in fitness. I was a personal trainer for like 5 years. Which is great, because that was another big interest of mine. I love working out.
And you ran from LA to Vegas too.
I did. I got really into running. I run marathons, and I did run from LA to Vegas, not by myself. I was
quite impressive.
One of the people in my team, so I did not do all of that distance myself. I do have to. That's a very specific caveat to that. Then I went back to get my master's degree because I, after a few years in fitness, I was thinking I really wanted to get back into entertainment. And it was either I was applying for jobs, but because I wasn't in the industry, I was having a hard time. And so I figured I either have to get back into school to get the job or get the job and go back to school. And so the job wasn't coming first. So I went back and got my master's. So I went to USC and got my master's in communication management. And they had a class for data analytics. And they had actually two. One of them was geared more towards like the data mining and data science part. And the other part was kind of the insights. When our final project for the insights class, we got really old data from WME. So they kind of partnered with class and they gave us older data. And our project was, here's everybody kind of gets like a talent to use. And here's some data on this celebrity. Now come up with a plan. Like, what should they do based on their awareness and their appeal and their brand synergies and things like that. My boss, well, he was soon to be boss, was like one of our guest speakers there. So that's how I got in the door with WME. Another one of my classmates was working there as an intern. And then when they knew of a job opening, they pinged me and said, hey, there's an opening here if you want to join. I was like, okay. So I interviewed, and that set off the next 7 years of my life.
Yeah, it's a really cool story. And so from the skill sets that you got, like doing soldering to fitness training to going back to school, what were some of those takeaways that were kind of segued to analytics? I know they're totally different sectors, but there's probably some transferable skills, maybe not like data mining, but something else.
It's definitely, it is. It's a weird skill set to have for sure. And I think with making the parlay into analytics, being in the master's degree program definitely helped because it just got a foot in the door. That program actually opened up that whole, I did not know that existed as a job. And so I had so much fun with that particular class that I was like, this is really actually a really cool thing to do. Cause you're like, it's like a puzzle almost, you know, and you're able to tell these stories. And I always thought the coolest thing about it was that it's data and you can't really argue with it. And it was this weird kind of, I guess at the time it was still kind of a new concept, especially for an agency.
Mm-hmm.
We had agents who have been there forever and they always just worked on their gut. And more often than not, these agents are extremely successful. So their guts are right. But I mean, there were definitely some times where in my time at Endeavor where they were like, we know that this is right. We know that this is what we need to be pitching, and our data wouldn't support it. Like we just were like, no, it's not actually the case. It didn't happen all the time. But so it was an interesting, the skill sets and like all that. I mean, and I think just in general with all of my different roles that I've had so far, the most transferable skill set is learning how to work with people. And I think what helped me with the fitness training going into like analytics is that there's a lot of education involved with it and being able to communicate like a somewhat of a complex idea. Depending, like for fitness training, you work with people from all levels. You have people who have never worked out a day in their life, and then you have people who are seasoned athletes and they just want to be pushed really hard. So being able to break down a simple movement to somebody who'd maybe not be athletically inclined, or you know, they're just working out, like being able to rephrase things and communicate that is a similar skill to bringing a bunch of data to somebody who's not a numbers person.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Yeah, they can just, you can be like, this is what this means. And then if that's too much, then you just scale it back a little bit more. Okay, let's start, you know, something a little more simple, or like, what are the top three things you want to know? And then I will give you those three nuggets of data and you are good to go. So that transferable skill, like through two very different positions, is definitely something that was very, very
interesting. Helpful. Yeah, I see a parallel. Definitely when I associate fitness and numbers, I'm thinking about probably like miles, maybe like calories, or maybe accruing steps. But then I see the shift from the numbers and music to that, and like some of the skills aligning. It's really an interesting and unique parallel.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely like it's a weird thing, because I,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm also being an athlete myself. I love the data that I get like from my Garmin and stuff. And like, I'm super into my numbers, and then, yeah. So it's just, it like, I don't know, I guess I never really knew how much I would like something like data analytics, but now that I've been a part of it and like kind of grown in it, I'm mm-hmm. like, this is something I don't ever really think I want to leave fully. Yeah. Like, I don't know what's next for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll always, even if I were to go into something a little bit different, I would think I would always still want to know what the data was behind, like if it was a strategy role mm-hmm. or anything like that. Like, I would still always want to know this, because now being in it, I know how important it is and how valuable it is. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And then, for somebody that's new to the analytical field that wants to get their feet wet in, whether it's music, sports, film and TV, et cetera, what recommendations would you recommend? Like, are there certificate programs, or do you think just getting your feet wet soaked in on the job is probably the best thing, or going to school? What advice would you give to somebody?
I think there's a lot of good free information out there. So I'm a big advocate for schooling education. Like, I mean, you know, I've talked to you about this a lot, but I love the idea of getting a solid education in something. And I think in analytics, you need a background in it, but I also know that, that comes with a hefty price tag sometimes, and it's not reasonable for everybody. So, but I think that there are so many free or low cost online things to look at. I mean, I had to do an assignment for a job that I applied for recently, and I had to look up a lot of stuff because it was something that I knew a little bit about,
mm-hmm.
but not, I never really worked in this particular skill set on the job. And so I was able to figure it out just by looking on YouTube. So
yeah, YouTube.
There's obviously some caution to take with that, because you have to know mm-hmm. who you're actually getting the information from. But I think that learning stuff, like whether it's in a classroom, whether it's like a top tier university or a community college or like Coursera or an Udemy mm-hmm. or anything like that, like they have really good programs that you can learn. And so,
sure.
But I also am a big, big believer in like learning on the job. So a lot of the skills that I think more of my valuable skills came from doing the work rather than being in a classroom and knowing about it, because it doesn't actually click for me until I actually see it in real life.
Yeah.
And so, like internships, or even just doing something on your, like creating something on your own. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know that there are a lot of like kind of this entrepreneurial type of a thing where you're going to go and you're going to just make something, and you don't even go anywhere, but you have that experience. And then that's something that you can translate into like an actual work environment if you get hired somewhere. So I think just kind of throwing yourself in it the best way that you can, given your circumstances, is the I know that's very broad and not like,
no, it's really good advice.
But there are so many resources out there to like kind of mm-hmm. open doors. And then at the very least, if you have, then you go into an interview or you have an internship or something like that, you have a basic knowledge, and then that you can apply all of that to learning on the job. And then when you're on a job or you're in an internship or something, just ask questions and be a sponge. Like, just try to get as much as you can mm-hmm. out of everybody. And like, anytime there's like, hey, can I sit down and watch you do this? Can I, like, that's, sure. I learned the best for that. And
yeah.
I think that also, it helps you grow in your career, because people see that you're hungry and they're like, well, I'm going to want to work with you because you clearly are interested in it. And it's, you know, you're a good, you're a good candidate to push forward. So
yeah, soaking things in on the job, but also kind of having the best of both worlds, like the schooling or some sort of learning to go in tandem with the job experience. That's like the best of both.
Yes, I would agree.
Do you have any personal or professional goals? I know we already passed the month of January with New Year's resolutions and stuff like that, but I'd like to ask all the people that I interviewed, do you have any upcoming goals, professionally with your career or just even personally?
It's funny. I was just, this is the second time today I've been asked about a New Year's resolution. I don't make New Year's resolutions. I don't think I ever have. I don't know. I've never really just clicked with that part. But in terms of, I do make goals. I just don't make them specifically for the month of January and New Year. For a whole year. So, but I think for my immediate future right now, I did just start a new role. I'm about a month in. And one of the pieces of advice I was given from my manager now is, because I'm the first few weeks of my new role, I'm realizing how much more I have to learn. Because it's applicable from what I was doing, but there's a whole different lens on it. And so learning all of that is like number one. But my manager had just recently said, like, the first 90 days, learn the job baseline, your job, figure that out, like get all the processes down and do all that. And then start to bounce off, like grow off of that. And so that, I thought that was really great advice, because starting a new, it's been 7 years since I started a new job, and I was like, oh my gosh, like what do I do? Like, it's a weird time. So short term is just getting really settled into my current role, but also learning about what the role entails, and then learning more about the different areas that I could potentially grow there. There's a lot of different areas I can go, which is really exciting, a little bit overwhelming. But I think that longer term, I just always want to be in a position where I'm growing. I just want to be learning new things and like meeting new people and getting different perspectives on different things. You know, my previous role, I was surrounded by incredibly smart people. And in this role, it's the same thing. And so everyone who is around me is a trove of information that I can tap into. And so like long term, I still don't know exactly what I want to be when I quote unquote grow up. but I think that's part of the fun part, is that I don't know, but I know that there are a lot of different options. And so I think I'd be well off with any direction I end up going in. And so for me, it's a lot of that goal is just kind of just figuring out what exactly is next based on where my learning takes me.
It's really good to have in the back of your pocket, like keep on evolving, whether you're mid-level in your career, executive level, or even like entry level. There's always some sort of evolving process within the career. It's not just a linear path. There's a lot of zigzags in and out and in between.
Yes. Yeah. I never thought I would end up here. I'm glad I'm here.
Fitness to data.
Yeah, or even just like from a high school. Soldering. Yeah, a high school kid obsessed with Dave Grohl. Like, I want to be a record producer. And now I'm like, with numbers? What? But I do. And I'm really glad I do. So I don't think that there's a wrong answer for any of it. So it's good.
And any parting words for our episode?
I would say, I don't know. I think one of my biggest learning curves the last like couple years was really pursuing what I wanted, like finding an opportunity in a role and going for it and advocating for myself along the way, and like kind of going through that like scary part of like, am I going to get rejected by asking this question or going after this? Is somebody gonna get mad at me for asking this question? Is somebody going to get mad that I'm pursuing this? And like, some people do, some people did. And that's fine. And I'm glad that they did. I'm glad I did. And I think that, like, I guess one of the biggest like learning experiences I had that I will share is like, if you think you have a good idea, go after it. And if it's not something that can be addressed where you're at or right away, either find somewhere where it will, or pivot, like pivot however you need to, where you're mm-hmm. going to still be going after what you want. I think that's my.
No, really great advice. Yeah. Pivot, learn, evolve, change, have that entrepreneurial and go-getter spirit.
Yes. 100%.
Really great. Well, thank you, Shannon, for being on the podcast. It's great to have you, and wishing you great success on your new role, and looking forward to hearing all more about numbers and data within the music industry soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Maybe at a Foo Fighters concert too.
Yay!
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Media Industry Guru podcast. Check out the Instagram at Media Industry Guru for all the details on the latest and coolest, I mean coolest, upcoming episodes that you will hear. Email at MediaIndustryGuruPodcast@gmail.com for any other interviews that you would like to hear, or if you would like to be on the air and give a little promo or talk about yourself, or just even chat with me, because you know I'm doing this, I'm invested in this. And tune in weekly, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Tuesdays on the Anchor app, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Breaker, and many more streaming platforms. Thanks again for all of the support, and peace out, and let's rock and roll.